Blog Talk Radio.
We're already into May. We're halfway through May, and next comes June, and thus begins a summertime. So let's relax and just feel the breeze and enjoy a little summertime.
On 8/24, and I'm putting in my password so I can read my email, and then from my email we will I'm trying to remember my password. would I like to remember my password? Yes, I would. Did you hear the one about the big politician that was in an old age home visiting somebody? And he happened to be walking past one of the occupants of the old age home. And she pushed him. And he says, don't you know who I am? And she said, I don't know who you are, but if you ask the lady at the desk, she'll tell you who you are. Yeah, welcome to the world, the real world, huh? Yeah, it's not like what Hollywood says, huh? It's not like going on the red carpet with the latest gown and your attorney. Taliban attack as fighting season opens in Afghanistan. Oh, we know that. That's the Red Line Brigade. They're crossing Obama's red line. New comment. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. Would you like to hear that one? That sounds interesting, doesn't it? I might have told you the story the other night about how a police officer who has retired feels that the police department is totally undermined by the Communist Party. And everybody, there's a rat in every crowd. You can't trust anybody. It's like the way the Soviets and Fidel Castro took over Cuba. Everybody watches everybody, report any suspicious activity. Remember, if you see something, say something. That's not to catch terrorists. That's to report on your neighbor. Comrade. They left out the word comrade. Comrade, if you see something, just say something. So let's see what they're saying here. Oh, it turned out to be a donation. They're looking for a donation. Do you want to impeach Obama? Yes, I do. I want to stop him before he completely destroys the new Soviet Socialist Republic of the 57 states. Yeah. So how am I going to read this now? I'm going to have to X out, and it just takes me out. So I want to do it one more time, and if it doesn't work... Martial law is so close you can feel it breathing down our backs. I'm very concerned about all the bullets that the Department of Agriculture bought. 1.7 billion submachine gun bullets. And a gun expert says, what's a submachine gun bullet? It's 9mm. They're all the same. I don't know. When I used to handle submachine guns, they were 30 caliber. Or they were the grease guns that the tankers had. Yeah, little burp guns. The Chinese had the burp guns and the quilted jackets. You see John Kerry, he poses in that outfit. Do you want Obama impeached? Obama pretends to play commander-in-chief while he purges our military's top leaders, destroys our elite SEAL teams. Obama is not who or what he says he is. We're making calls every day to expose Obama's fraud president, but we need to reach millions of people. Can we count on you to send us $85,000 by midnight? Yeah, I know. Listen, support. I do support any Tea Party. As a matter of fact, I prepared a story about the Gadsden flag, and that's the Tea Party symbol, and it's too big. And so I got to cut it in half and upload it, which won't be tonight. But basically, it was introduced to the United States by Paul Revere and Ben Franklin. They were the ones that felt that the snake was a good symbol, the rattlesnake, because the rattlesnake warns you before he kills you. And he gives you a chance to reconsider your position. So let's see what the Taliban are doing. We'll read that one. Spring in Afghanistan brings more Taliban attacks. As Obama pulls these guys out, you know that every religious Muslim in the world who is fighting capable will be there to backshoot the troops as they retreat. You know that, right? You know that's going to happen. You know this is going to be another Mogadishu mile. The only difference will be there were troops that managed to get to the troops that were trapped in Mogadishu. But President Obama and Hillary Bloodclot Clinton have decided that nobody will help anybody if they're Americans dying. That's the new Soviet policy issued by the Red House. Yeah. So for our troops on the front lines, spring is the most dangerous time of the year. Taliban forces, which normally keep quiet during the winter time, emerge to resume sending rockets at U.S. bases, attacking Afghan police, planting IEDs on the roads. I got to tell you something. We will find a cure for cancer faster than we will find an IED detonator. And finder and locator. For some reason, you know, when the troops first went in to Iraq, that the MRAPs had canvas doors? Did you know that? I'm watching a series called House of Cards, and it's very indicative of politics in Washington. And when you see it, you're going to be sick if you see any of these episodes. And the saddest episode is closing a military base, a naval base in Philadelphia, with 12,000 people's jobs on the line, while they party and raise money for Mickey Mouse episodes. In the meantime, the military was nothing, you know. That's it. They're dismissed. And you want to talk about the vets and the VA hospitals? Every American veteran has been trained from day one to move quickly, respond quickly, attack quickly, defend quickly. When I was in Germany, we were in the field as soon as the alert went off that the Russians were coming. We were in the field, and we had practiced alert. We had practice alerts all the time, surprise alerts, and we were in the field. We went down to the motor pool. We were down in the motor pool in about 15 minutes. We were in our armored personnel carriers, and we were out over the airstrip and into the woods to take up defensive positions. The whole episode probably took an hour. And that's how quick American GIs are trained, and many are trained to do it, and SEALs are trained to do it by the minute. Even the ones that Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama bin Laden left on the rooftop in Benghazi and said, what does it matter? They didn't count that they were only Americans. They didn't say that. I said it. They said, what does it matter, though? And nobody can tell us where Obama was. And Hillary did not take the 3 o'clock phone call that she promised she would take if she was president. So I don't have to take it. I'm not the president. Yeah. And you know what? There's an episode coming out tonight that Hillary Clinton, because of what Karl Rove said, that she had a concussion, and not a concussion, she had a brain damage. Well, she's challenging that. She says, I suffered no brain damage because I never had a blood clot. I just used that as an excuse not to testify. Yeah, lovely, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Okay, so don't let our troops take on the Taliban alone. Send them gifts. Send them money. On my business card it says, if you really support the troops, send them $1 million each. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? How about you just pay them a decent wage? You don't see them at McDonald's protesting minimum wage, do you? They can't protest minimum wage. That is really sad. Really sad. It is unbelievable. Let us go find a tune. Can we find a tune here, Doctor? Do I have to? Let's see what we got here. Looks like we got to go back out and find our website. I'm sorry about this. One of these days I'll learn how to work this computer. It's an old one, and it's made of wood. It is unbelievable. What else we're talking about here today? Oh, the Mexican invasion. The government of Mexico has declared war on the United States. Did you know that? And so far they've sent 30 million Mexicans to take over the country. You didn't know that, did you? Well, that's what happens when you play with the big boys. All these illegal aliens are the responsibility of the Mexican government, but nobody ever says anything. Nobody ever says anything. What can I do here, Doctor? I got a problem. I got a problem. Okay, what do we do? I've got to go and find my website. This is terrible, man. I can't even get to play you some music. Blog Radio login. That's where we are right now, my fellow Americans. We're logging in on our radio show to get back in the game. There we go. We're almost there. Say a little prayer. What else is happening? I feel bad. They want me to upload my image. Did you ever hear the joke about the Irish guy that went to the bank to cash a check? And they said, can you identify yourself? And he pulled out a mirror and he looked at it and he said, yep, that's me. Yeah, it's like the Irish guys in the Olympics that were carrying the fence and they said they were going in for fencing. Yeah, come on, guys, let's go here. America is waiting for the good news. Killing me. You're killing me, my fellow Americans. There we go. We're finally there. I'm sorry. I really apologize for this. Okay. We got to find you a nice tune, something to wake you up, shake you up, make you feel good. Oh, there's an ad for a pop-up. There's a pop-up. Would you like to be a communist? No. Nope. I don't want to join the Democrat Party. So, what are we going to do? And, of course, this is one of these pop-ups that you can't X out of. How's that? They got a little, they hide it. They hide the X. Oh, man. Doctor. Okay, we're going to do a treat. We're going to do a treat at the Amapola.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
you seen the latest TMZ report about Bill Clinton trying to trying to kiss Hillary? Did you hear about this? And the big fight that ensued?
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Can you believe that? You know what? They will never begin the beginning. This is WKTZ Radio, and we're over at the house of Senator Harry Reid. Somebody drove by and thought they saw a cow in the living room, and we know that he's a suspect in the cattle rustling at the Bundy Ranch. And so we're just going to go and verify that somebody did see a cow in Harry Reid's living room. What? Senator Reid, could we come in? No, you can't come in. Senator Reid, somebody said you got cows in your living room.
They're not in the living room. Senator Reed, do you have cows in the bedroom? Senator Reed? Are you okay, Senator Reed? Why do you have your clothes off?
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area, and he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch, and it says "dog for sale at $10." So he goes, "Oh." I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. The porch says, "A talking dog for sale, $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, "I see you got a talking dog for sale." He goes, "Yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead." So he goes around back and there's this dog. And he says to the dog, "How you doing?" The dog says, "I'm all right. How you doing?" He says, "You really are a talking dog." He says, "Yeah." He says, "How did you learn to talk?" He says, "Well, I used to be in the CIA. First they trained me for drug sniffing and IED sniffing detection. And then I went and... I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. If you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States or the American ambassador visits a head of state
you'll see me in the picture, and I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission, and I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place. He says, "My God, that's fantastic." He says, "How come you don't work for the CIA anymore?" He says, "Well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies and I'm retired." So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, "I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap?" And the farmer says, "He's a liar. He never did any of that stuff." Okay. Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American Fun, the Mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?" Oh, God. I heard Tom Snyder told that joke many years ago. I thought I'd share it with you.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
42 years old, his life was over. Popping pills. Yep. Stay away from drugs. Drugs suck, and they shorten your lifespan, and they ruin your life. Never do the first one. You're tight and jelly-free. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a lot of evil ways.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change. Thank you.
clothes you got to change, baby.
Our show for tonight. Have a good week next week, folks. Take care.